Hey, it's Rebecca Smith for the KBIA Newsroom in Columbia, and it's time for Missouri Health Talks, a project where we listen in on Missourians' conversations about access to healthcare. This week we hear from Carlos Wade. He's an inmate at the Southeast Missouri Correctional Center in the Boot Heel and is currently working in the medical unit to keep things sanitized to try and prevent the spread of the coronavirus. His facility recently had an outbreak of cases where 47 inmates and 20 staff members tested positive. So Carlos called me to talk about what life is like in prison during the ongoing pandemic and about some of his concerns. Here's Carlos.
This call is from a correctional facility and may be monitored and recorded.
I don't want to be exposed to it, so I'm practicing social distance. I'm wearing my mask, but I did hear around the prison yard that they're not going to give us visits back until every case is out this institution. I kind of like help patients in medical because they're not able to get out any or anything, and I keep the medical building clean. But, I mean, it definitely has an impact on people's behavior, sort of. It's changing. People is kind of, like, irritable. People don't have anything to do. We pretty much just cooped up, so to speak, on top of each other on the small yard or either on big yard. So I can only honestly say, for me, for impact-wise, I mean, it kind of gets frustrating to me, but I stay busy because I feel like as long as I'm busy doing something for somebody else, I can kind of keep my mind off what's going on, dealing with this situation. I want people to know that some guys are taking it serious, some guys are not. At first, majority of the people were wearing their masks. Now that people are feeling like it's leaving the institution, a lot of people has removed the masks. And I want society to basically know that we in here, but we have no control over what's going on. But me personally, I feel like they are doing the best they can with the resources they have. And it could have been a lot worse because they kept it confined to basically one housing unit when it did hit the institution. It didn't spread throughout other housing units for real. So, I mean, kudos to them for that. But for the most part, I mean, we just journeying through the journey of COVID-19. We call it COVID Island for real. It's like an island, and we're just on an island right now. We have a pandemic going on inside this institution.
I'm wondering, what are you hoping for next steps? I mean, hopefully, knock on wood, you're not going to see more cases.
They can keep it out of the institution. It don't resurface inside the institution because the only way that the virus can come into the institution, outside workers have to bring it in. We don't leave the institution. So hopefully they take more precaution out in society to the point they realize that they could possibly bring it back in here and it could be much more worse than it was the first time. So I will...
You have 1 minute left.
Them to practice social distance, keep their hands clean, wear their masks, because it can actually come back into this institution and it could be 10 times worse than it was. So that's what I look forward to and hope and pray that they do.
That was Carlos Wade, an inmate at the Southeast Missouri Correctional Center, speaking about life inside prison during the ongoing coronavirus pandemic. Of all the inmates and staff members who tested positive for COVID-19 at the facility, only one inmate and three staff members have not yet recovered. That's it for this week's Missouri Health Talks. Tune in next week for more conversations from throughout the state about health and access. I'm Rebecca Smith. Thanks for listening.
Thank you for using
Securus. Bye, thank you.
Goodbye.